Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family. This is our lesson 323, chapter 69, entitled On the Mount of Olives. This is our part two on this beautiful sunny Sabbath, February 6, 2021. Our tiny touch song is entitled I Am So Glad That Jesus Loves Me. And our dear brother Greg will be the one to share it with us.
I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Though I forgot him and wandered away, still he doth love me wherever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms would I flee, when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me. Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in his beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones helped by their parents would like to open our studies with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all bow our heads and our hearts and come humbly before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the ability to come and meet before you on your blessed Sabbath day. Please be with each and every one of us that are here today, dear Father God. Please be with those that are not here and be with those that will be listening to the recording at a later time. May you please work out all situations, dear Father, especially the audio issue. May not be anything lost in your name, and let it be all to your honor and glory. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest once more. We thank you for being able to break bread with each other once more. Please sustain our health, our strength, our mind, and our bodies, as you have always done. We thank you and we love you. In all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to all the dear family that are just coming in. So, dear family, I have a small announcement for our story time section of our children program for our precious Tiny Talk. I would allow our dear brother Grace to be able to read the announcement for me, so I will just bubble down.
This section of our story for the toddlers is currently under construction. That means we're working on it. Until our dear brother Graves and the elders make a decision by God's grace on what material we will use for our dear little ones. Also, parents, if you have any suggestions on the materials that you would like your children to learn for the story time section, please send an email to our dear Brother Graves and Brother Bob. Thank you for your kind and careful consideration in this matter.
Our opening song to our theme of our study is taken from Psalms 34, verses 11, 13 through 14 from the King James Version. It was taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking God. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile, seek peace and pursue it. Psalm 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. If anyone of the older siblings, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could all kneel, bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirits. Let us be able to always keep in mind that you always either to be our guide, to be our helper, to be our friend, and many more things. Be with us now as we have yet another blessed study. Let us cherish all the lessons that we learn and that we read from. Let us be able to keep on putting thee first before everything, knowing everything that we care about. Be with us now as we continue to having another blessed day. Let us cherish all the lessons that we read from and keep them in memory. We pray also that you may be able to help us overcome some of the things we may fear or be afraid of. Let us be able to always be full strength, full wisdom, full understanding. And be courteous, be all things that are good in thy sight. Let us also avoid all the things that may be harmful to us, and that we may resist them, and to keep on putting our trust more in thee and in ourselves. Be with us now as we have yet another blessed study, and let us always be grateful that we are learning them, that we are one step in learning closer how to learn to be closer to thee. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to being on you promise us. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 9, from the King James Version, and it reads, "But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. These are our boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also our guests. And for those that are listening on other devices, we will continue with part two of our lesson entitled On the Mountain of Olives in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones. On the Mount of Olives. Thank you, Gina.
Seven lessons again, everyone. Matthew. Chapter 24. Verse 9.
Then shall
they deliver you.
They deliver you
up to be afflicted.
Up to be afflicted.
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 And shall kill you.
Shall kill you.
And ye shall be hated.
Be hated.
Of all nations.
All nations.
Of all nations.
Of all nations.
For my name's sake.
For my name's sake.
Okay. Matthew chapter 24, verse 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. You want to read them more? Thank you. I'll bubble down for someone else to share.
Matthew 24:20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Flight means you're running away from trouble. Luke 21:10. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed or surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation thereof, or the destruction thereof, is nigh or near. Amen. Josh.
Luke 21:21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountain, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto.
Have a blessing, everyone. Continuing. Mark 13:10. And the gospel must be first published among all nations. Amen. Mark 13:11. For when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that speak ye, but it is not ye that speaking, but the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hello, so a blessing, everyone. Mark 13:12. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 628 through 630. We are in Desire of Ages, page 628. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 628, continuing from part one. They will declare that these signs are a token of the advent of the Messiah. Be not deceived. They are the beginning of his judgments. The people have looked to themselves. They have not repented and been converted that I should heal them. The signs that they represent as tokens of their release from bondage are signs of their destruction. Desire of Ages, page 628, paragraph 3.
Amen. And continuing. Desire of Ages, page 629, paragraph 1. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. All this the Christians suffered. Fathers and mothers betrayed their children. Children betrayed their parents. Friends delivered their friends up to the Sanhedrin. The persecutors wrought out their purpose by killing Stephen, James, and other Christians.
Continuing, we're reading from The Desire of Ages, page 630. Through his servants, God gave the Jewish people a last opportunity to repent. He manifested himself through his witnesses in their arrest, in their trial, and in their imprisonment. Yet their judges pronounced on them the death sentence. They were men of whom the world was not worthy, and by killing them, the Jews crucified afresh the Son of God. So it will be again. Next slide, please.
Continuing. The authorities will make laws to restrict religious liberty. They will assume the right that is God's alone. They will think they can force the conscience, which God alone should control. Even now, they are making a beginning. This work they will continue to carry forward till they reach a boundary over which they cannot step. God will interpose in behalf of his loyal commandment-keeping people. Desire of Ages, 630, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our first beautiful hymn together, dear ones. It's entitled, I Trust in God Wherever I May Be.
I trust in God wherever I may be. Upon the land or on the rolling sea. For come what may. From day to day, my Heavenly Father washes over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain plea, on the rolling sea, through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. He makes the rose an object of His care. He guides the eagle to the spotless air. And surely He remembers me. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. I'm on temperate, wonderful sea. Through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, for in the lion's den, on battlefield or in the prison pen, through praise or blame, through flood of flame, my Heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know He cares for me. I'm on temperate, go on the rolling sea. Through billows roll, He keeps my soul. My Heavenly Father watches over me.
the valley may be dark, the shadows deep, but all the shepherd guide his lowly feet, and through the gloom he leads me home. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God, I know he cares for me. A mountain peak on the rolling sea, through billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. We are in Desire Ages, page 630. If any one of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Continuing the reading. On every occasion when persecution takes place, those who witness it make decision either for Christ or against him. Those who manifest sympathy for the ones wrongly condemned show their attachment for Christ. Others are offended because the principles of truth cut directly across their practice. And continuing on the next slide, please. Many stumble and fall, apostatizing from the faith they once advocated. Those who apostatize in time of trial will, in time of trial, to secure their own safety, bear false witness and betray their brethren. Christ has warned us of this, that we may not be surprised at the unnatural, cruel course of those who reject the light. Desire of Ages, page 630, paragraph 2. And on the slide, it shows a picture and says, like Judas agrees to betray Jesus, and that's some of the things that we will see as Christian today that will happen to the believers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, verses 1 through 4, margin. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowlers and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shall thy trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Amen. We are still in page 630. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Christ gave his disciples a sign after ruin to come on Jerusalem, and he told them how to escape. When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter near into. Next slide, please.
In continuing the reading, For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. This warning was given to be heeded 40 years after at the destruction of Jerusalem. The Christians obeyed the warning, and not a Christian perished in the fall of the city. Desire of Ages, page 630, paragraph 3.
The Desire of Ages, page 630. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Christ said, He who made the Sabbath did not abolish it, nailing it to his cross. The Sabbath was not rendered null and void by his death. 40 years after his crucifixion, it was still to be held sacred. For 40 years, the disciples were to pray that their flight might not be on the Sabbath day. Desire of Ages, page 630, paragraph 4.
Continuing. From the destruction of Jerusalem, Christ passed on rapidly to the greater event. The last link in the chain of this earth's history, the coming of the Son of God in majesty and glory. Between those two events, there lay open to Christ's view long centuries of darkness, centuries of his church marked with blood and tears and agony. Upon these scenes, his disciples could not then endure to look, and Jesus passed them by with a brief mention. We will continue with part 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear sister. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Taken also from the scripture song singer in the section Promises.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with my right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10.
Well, dear ones, we will be reserving our 6 questions for review for next week by God's grace. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. So next week, we will review part 1 of our lesson on the Mount of Olives. So please, dear ones, if you can have your question ready or anything you would like to share with your dear remnant family, we will hold it until next week. If anyone of the little ones, mommies or daddies or even our guests, would love to be able to close our study with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
If we could bow our heads and come once more before our Godhead. Righteous and Heavenly Father, we thank you once more for your divine blessings upon our lives, dear Father God. Thank you for letting us get through the children's study, that nothing will be lost, dear Father God. I pray that you will continue to be with us throughout this day. I pray that you send your heavenly angels to come in and camp about all our homes and our dwellings, wherever we may be, worshiping you in this very moment, dear Father. I pray also that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, dear Father. I pray that you will help us to see how we can continue to grow to meet that stature of being a godly being, Father. I pray, dear Father God, that you be with those that are sick and afflicted, for those that are dealing with any type of maladies today. You know each and every one of our situations. You know each and every one of our needs. And as you have always done, dear, so graciously and mercifully, I pray, if it be your will, that you continue to heal, you continue to make a way, dear Father, you continue to provide for us all. Please, Lord, I pray, open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to continuously learn more of you, to watch, to water and be watered, dear Father. May you please, dear Father, continue to bless us all on this blessed Sabbath day. We thank you and we love you. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have our part two review of our chapter 69 entitled On the Mount of Olives, part two. And that will take place February 13, 2021. I hope and pray everyone was blessed, even though we have the little problems with our audio. Also, I would like to just let everyone know that I will be resending this particular study in the song section of the hymn. There was the chorus that was left out, and praise God that the Lord brought it to my remembrance. So I will be resending it for everyone. God bless each and every one of you.